This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A proposed merger you can touch, plus in a few minutes, Cannabis Incorporated. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The merger that can affect what's in your pocket or purse, the leaders of T-Mobile and Sprint are on Capitol Hill today to discuss their planned $26 billion merger. Some argue the union will limit competition. Others argue it'll speed the push into super-fast 5G wireless. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the hearings.
One main argument in favor of the merger would be this new mega company's ability to invest in 5G infrastructure. Will Townsend is a tech analyst at More Insights and Strategy.
Both Verizon and AT&T are spending $20 billion plus on all the hardware that will make 5G a reality.
He says that level of spending would be a stretch for Sprint or T-Mobile independently, but
the companies can come together and they can consolidate that spend.
Some argue that the elimination of one of the four largest wireless providers would reduce competition and lead to higher prices. And Marshall Steinbaum at the Roosevelt Institute says it's not just that we're going from four to three,
but also that the two that are merging are specifically near to one another within the product pricing space of the market that exists.
T-Mobile and Sprint are the major service providers for low-income people nationwide because their plans tend to cost less. The two companies sent a note to the Federal Communications Commission this week assuring the FCC that the new company would put price increases on hold for 3 years if the deal is approved. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We still don't know whether President Trump will support a deal to avoid another government shutdown at the end of this week. Meantime, Prudential Insurance has released a study of federal workers who were not paid during the last shutdown. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looked at the data. Nancy, what do you see?
Well, Prudential interviewed about 350 federal workers or contractors and their spouses, and Prudential says almost half of them fell behind on their bills during the shutdown. About two-thirds burned through most or all of their emergency savings, and more than a quarter missed a mortgage or rent payment.
Now, what are the longer-term consequences of this?
Well, if you get behind on your bills, you pay a penalty, and that can affect your credit score, which makes it hard to get a loan or a mortgage. If you do get a loan, you pay a higher interest rate. Also, about a quarter of the workers surveyed said they dipped into their retirement accounts to pay for expenses during the shutdown, and there are penalties for doing that.
Right. And can you get a sense of which federal workers felt this the most?
Women were less likely to have an emergency savings account. Black and Hispanic federal workers were less likely to have emergency savings than whites. Almost a third of the African-American workers who did have a nest egg used it up during the shutdown. And that's compared to just a quarter of white workers.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Separately, the Federal Reserve in New York says that 7 million Americans are 90 days or more late on their car payments. That's a record number of people in trouble, and the Fed takes that as a sign that the strong labor market is not a cure-all for economic distress. Checking markets, FTSE in London up 0.7%. U.S. stock index futures are up plus 0.2% for the S&P future.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on things like skincare, fast fashion, and even surgery, all in the name of self-improvement. But as the price of perfection rises, when is it time to call it quits? I'm Rima Khrais, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace. This season, we dig deep into the financial trappings of self-care and the real motivations behind our spending choices. Listen to This Is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts.
As the cannabis industry flourishes in Canada, let's talk now to a suit and tie man trying to normalize cannabis in the U.S. The recent passage of America's Farm Bill legalized the growing of hemp, which is the cannabis plant. Psychoactive cannabis is still illegal at the federal level, but legal in a number of states. Hemp promises a lot of things beyond altering one's outlook. Pain relief and relaxation are some of the claims. Smoke Wallen is president of Vertical Companies, which is doing cannabis from seed to consumer. He came to this from a background in the alcoholic beverages industry.
So there's one plant, cannabis. There's a legal definition of hemp, which is if it has 0.3% THC, which is the psychoactive element of cannabis, it's legally classified as hemp. So that's what got passed in the Farm Bill. I think the most popular thing that is everyone's curious about and lots of people are asking about is the CBD. Cannabidiol is the non-psychoactive element of the plant. It's an anti-inflammatory. We can't make health claims because there's not been enough serious studies because it was not legal to study. But we knew, anecdotally, it's helped people with lots of conditions.
So how's it going to work now that the Farm Bill is passed? Can you move a CBD product, as long as it doesn't have the psychoactive stuff, across state lines?
Yes, but so it depends on what it's going into and the level of scrutiny you'll get. It's still unclear what the rules are with consumables, food and beverages, right? So FDA is holding hearings. We plan to be involved, and they're not going to crack down on health and wellness lotions, massage oils, topicals. You know, the threshold level of what they're looking at, you know, kind of goes in a hierarchy. Number one hierarchy is don't make health claims. If you make a claim that you have not backed up or don't have substantial, you know, evidence of, then that'll be the first thing they crack down on.
So when we're talking about the CBD market, the non-psychoactive stuff that comes from the cannabis plant, you think this market is going to be more free-flowing in a year?
100%. So look, I've had conversations with every big retailer that you can imagine. The big hospitality companies, they're all really interested in because their customers are, right? So they're being asked about this stuff. So they're all looking at it. And they're all watching what the FDA is doing. And so if you're a big mainstream company, you're just going to be a little bit cautious about when it goes. But mark my words, you're going to see CBD products across mainstream retail, across mainstream hospitality, you know, in the next year.
All right, Mr. Wallen, can I just ask, you go by the first name Smoke. Is that a recent addition to your personal brand?
It is not. And, you know, the best source would be to call Mom. You can call her. She's down in Laurel, Mississippi. But I was born John Smoke Wallen.
Vertical Company's president, who's planning on an initial public offering of stock and creating a spinoff company called Vertical Wellness. And there's new data from the spirits industry showing that U.S. bourbon, whiskey, and rye exports were roaring along during the first half of last year, but exports dropped 8.7% to the European Union in the second half of last year. The industry says it's not changing tastes, but European tariffs put in to retaliate against the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.